Hello everyone. Today is September the 4th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alexander Lloyd. And my name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. We're going to have a different call today as we did last week. We're giving you all a chance to do some direct questions for Alex, the first part of this call, and we'll see what kind of conversations or things that opens up for Alex to share with everyone, and we'll do that for the first half of the call. Before we start, though, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only, and since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the Custom Codes and Trilogy, and helping Alex, of course, with this call today. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we love to share this quote each week, too, and it says, "We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true, but can never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. We like to share that because the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so we're going to go ahead and open the lines now for those of you who would like to ask Alex any question. And the way we are going to do this week is the first round of raising your hand is going to be for those who want to ask a question. We are going to have some time to get custom codes or trilogies for you. But if you want to raise your hand right now for a question, please go ahead and do that. I noticed that some people did have hands up, and so I've just lowered those hands just so that we can start out with people who have specific questions they want to ask Alex. So go ahead and raise your hand by pressing star 2, and your hand is going to go up, and I'll be able to unmute your line. And while we're waiting for that to happen, if you're on the web, you can actually type your question in on the web. There's a box, there's a field you can fill out, and that's going to show up on my side, and I'll be able to read that to Alex. Read your question to Alex. Okay, so there's a couple of questions that were already sent in, and I'm going to read those for Alex to be able to address them. Okay. Are you ready, Alex?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay, so this is from Verena, and she says, number one, I remember you told about the story your father hit you when you were young and that this had a strong impact on your life for many years. Did that heal after Hope kicked you out of the house, or did you heal this issue with the codes afterward?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say, and you're absolutely right, that event, even though it lasted probably 2 minutes or less, pretty much ruled in a negative way the next 15 years of my life. I would say that it 90% healed. When Hope kicked me out of the house and I kind of had a spiritual experience, figured out what real love was versus what I might call pseudo love or what's in it for me love, which is really not love at all, and committed to that, to Hope, regardless of the outcome. I would say probably 90% of the issue with my dad healed at that time, and that was about 15 years from when it happened. The other 10% was healed after the discovery of the codes. And it was interesting because I really thought that incident was completely healed. And then when the codes came along and I started plunking around into my own issues and unconscious and all that, I realized it was not completely healed and healed the rest of it in, I think, a week or two. And are you going to read the rest of her question, Johanna, or you want me to just go ahead and answer it?
Well, let me go ahead and read it, and then okay. We can see how it unfolds. Okay, she says, I maybe had a bit something similar. I had a big fight with my mom 2.5 years ago, and since then I struggle a lot with sadness, which affects my life a lot, especially my close relationships. I'm not mad at my mom and don't feel very negative about that fight, but still there is some kind of sadness and a feeling of disconnection to everyone. I worked the last 2.5 years a lot with the codes and the trilogy to heal the sadness, but I feel that it doesn't really heal, and I'm not even sure what's really going on. I have been working recently with the Depression Trilogy from the All Access and the Trilogy Source with myself, my mom, and others. I often work about 2 weeks every day for about 40 minutes with the Trilogy. That's the most intensive I do. I usually stop for a few weeks and then start again. Do you have any advice how to continue? I just hope that all the Trilogy I did in the past did heal something, even I don't really feel it clearly. I also tried the memory engineering. In the video, you show it with the example of your past health issues. Could you give an example what new memories you would create when it's about relationships? Since I don't feel that much about that fight in the past, I don't know if I should address that memory or if I should work on recent memories that hurt more with other close relationships. Even I am still struggling a bit. I absolutely trust in all you do and teach because a few years ago the codes healed completely an issue that never came back. So thanks for everything.
Yeah, wonderful question. Very well put. And I want to applaud you, first of all, for your diligence over the years. My guess, and it's different with each person, but my guess is the reason that has not completely healed, or you feel like it's not completely healed, is not about that memory on its own, but about many others that it's connected to that are, if you want to think of it this way, they keep holding that one up. Almost like a trampoline. There are the springs on the side that keep holding that issue with your that you described up. And so I would work through all of the categories regularly, because the unconscious issues that are connected to that and holding it up, they may be in a completely different category, completely different area. So when you regularly go through all of the categories, maybe one category a day or maybe for 2 days, and then go back to the one that addresses the issue you know of, you're assuring that you'll get that issue no matter what category it's in, and you'll get the connecting ones. And I would also pray that all of the memories that are the connecting ones to that incident you described would be healed, so there's nothing left to hold that one up with your issue. I cannot turn off my mind from analyzing these kind of things. I'm a little bit of a freak in that way. My wife and I watched a show called House a number of years ago. I actually now think I'm not that crazy about it because he's mean to people. But anyway, he is supposedly, House plays the character of this guy who's one of the top diagnostician medical doctors in the world. So when other people can't figure out what it is, they come to him, and he usually, at least in the end, figures it out. when I was a little kid, 4, 5, 6 years old, I was analyzing myself and issues of people around me, my parents, my brothers, kids at school, my parents' friends, and I was usually right, even if other people felt like there weren't any signs to indicate that. I just felt it, okay? And I think that was because a lot of the reason for that revolves around my birth circumstances, where my mom was told to abort me but didn't, and said I'd rather die than abort this pregnancy. And she did not end up dying, but for 9 months she thought she would. So for 9 months, every single day, I believe for me, as I was growing and developing, was one extreme or the other or both. It was either fear to the point of panic. I've got 5 months left to live. I've got 1 month left to live, because everything my mom thought came through to me. Or extreme love for me. She was absolutely laying down her life, giving her life, she thought, and so did the doctors, for my life. Okay? And virtually no time during that 9 months was it just a neutral, which is maybe more the case, you know, with a typical pregnancy. So when I was born with a turned up feeler, and it was in these types of things. And there was an episode of House where someone said, you know, can't you turn it off? Can't you not think about this kind of stuff sometime? I think it was his best friend, and they were trying to do something fun. And he says, no, I can't turn it off. Well, Alex, I can't turn it off. So I am constantly looking for a better way, a more complete way, a faster way, whatever. And that is where memory engineering and rapid eye stress release came from, is that, you know, constant trying to do something better. And I believe when you use Trilogy Memory Engineering, Rapid Eye Stress Release, and the Love Code as far as an intention to live by, that's your roadmap, I think it's the best thing out there, and maybe the best thing there's ever been. And each of those comes at the issue from a different angle, that possibly without that angle, maybe you would get stuck, or it would just take a lot longer, or it wouldn't feel 100% complete like you've described and I experienced too with the thing that happened with my dad. So that's what I would recommend, is I would recommend to study the Love Code, and if you can commit to that way of living as an intention, you'll never do it perfectly, but as an intention, and when you mess up, you get back up and get on the horse and try again, and that's fine. That's part of it. And then I would recommend probably in this order, Trilogy, Memory Engineering, and then Rapid Eye Stress Release, okay? And probably one of those three is going to feel more powerful to you than the other two. But it's interesting to me that with different people, it's a different one. Some people I've recommended to do that, and they said, oh, my goodness, that I didn't think much of that Rapid Eye Stress thing until I tried it, and wow. And some people are like, oh, man, that memory engineering, that really did it for me. That pushed me over the edge in a good way. Or Trilogy. I've had the most people say that Trilogy did it for them. And I would for sure add Minute 4 and 5. That just about doubles the power according to my testing. So that's what I would recommend. Love Code, Trilogy, then Memory Engineering, then Rapid Eye Stress Release.
Okay, Alex, thank you. That was a really great, thorough answer for her question.
Long-winded, huh?
Yeah, but it's great. It was really great. I love it. I'm sure everybody else appreciates that, too. It's going to answer a lot of other questions. Okay, we have this other one that was sent in. It says, Dear Dr. Lloyd, I think you already know I am from Costa Rica, so my English is not so perfect. This is from Miriam. A month ago, I was supposed to taper a depression medication because it's supposed to be one of the hardest to stop. But I did it cold turkey after 2 years, and I feel terrible. Thank God I don't have all the symptoms, but the ones I do have are very hard. I'm doing all the codes I learned. Is there something else you can help me with? Thank you very much in advance. We'll meet next week.
Well, the first thing I would recommend is contact your doctor and tell him what you did and say, I know I shouldn't have done this, but I did. So with where I am now, what do I need to do? Do I need to start taking the med at a reduced dosage now and then immediately start cutting it back and do whatever he tells you to do? The other thing I would do is just what I described to the last question is use all four of those processes together as one whole. Love Code or Love Principle first, then Trilogy, then Memory Engineering, then Rapid Eye Stress Release, and pray and also focus on the physical issues. If you look at the categories of the healing code, each of the nine virtues has a body system. So maybe go get those custom healing codes for that body system from the healing code package and put it in Trilogy. And that's what I would recommend. There's also some like home remedy kind of things that can help with detox and withdrawal and things like that. You know, you might try some of those as well, but I would tell your doctor what you did and ask him, is there anything I can do from where I am now?
Okay. Thank you, Alex. All right.
Let me say one other thing.
Go ahead.
Some people think I'm against Western medicine, and nothing could be further from the truth. Dr. Ben and I had a wonderful, wonderful, respectful relationship, and by the way, Ben felt that way too, that there's a time for both. I'm glad we don't have smallpox anymore. I'm glad we, don't have polio for the most part anymore. I mean, I wouldn't go back on that and say, oh, yeah, but you used the pharmaceutical chemical medication for that. No, man, goodness gracious. Hundreds of thousands and millions of people would have died, were dying. And if I get run over by a truck outside my house, don't do a code on me. Take me to the emergency room. And I believe that pharmaceuticals for things like anxiety and emotional psychotropic things, you should look at it as a bridge. And which means when I get across the bridge on the other side, then I don't need to use the bridge anymore. Okay? But going cold turkey, sometimes that works and sometimes it's just really a nightmare. So if you don't have to go through that, I don't think I would recommend it. That's it, Johanna.
Okay, thank you, Alex. Okay, so we have a hand up and I'm going to unmute your line. And this is a web caller. So your line is open. You have a question for Alex?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, this is Susanna. Hi, Joanna. You know me. I work with you.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Alex. Fascinated with your work and currently work with Johanna on a big diagnosis. And I'm having quite a lot of improvements in my serious condition. I'm working on custom guided quotes mostly, which are really great, and I'm using different ones all the time. And Johanna is testing me sometimes, and she's a great guy. Thank you so much, Johanna.
You're welcome.
I was recently intuitively guided to the point that I actually participated in one of LT3s years ago. And I was recently guided that in addition to that, I am using those custom guided, and I do use cancer healing program, that I'm still guided to. I feel like I would love to continue some of the LT3 for relationship and everything what you said today and what people ask for are very relevant to me as well. So I'm guided that I need to use some of my LT3 codes as well, my custom-made codes that were done like about 6 years ago. So what do you think about that in addition?
Yes, I would absolutely use those LT3s. Those are really the most powerful thing that we have, and it really incorporates everything. It also incorporates the healing codes and acupoints and but in a very different way, and includes a mechanism that I've never taught anywhere except LT3, and there's reasons for that. But, yes, I would incorporate that, even if it's just like one LT3 a day, which is like 5 or 6 minutes. And then the other things you're doing are great. I would keep doing them. I would occasionally take the Relationship Issues Finder test to see what's changing, if you're improving, what needs the most attention right now, because those things can change, especially as you're working on yourself. So I would just, as a matter of course, about every 2 months, take that test again and then focus for a while on what it's showing as your biggest area of need. But I would absolutely use LT3 at least once a day.
Okay, thank you so much. And I believe that what you've done for me personally about 6 years ago is, like you were presenting it as a lifetime, so it's less good for me anytime, right?
That's right. Absolutely. Those will never expire.
Okay. So, Johanna, we have work to do.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Dr. Alex. You're amazing.
Thank you.
I'm telling everybody about you, and I'm still fascinated that so not so many people know about you. Thank you so much.
I know
I'm getting stronger by the day with my condition. I'm really, really healing. Thank you so much.
And I don't really care if they know about me, but I do want them to know about Trilogy and memory engineering and those things, because they can help most people pretty quickly.
Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
God bless you, Susanna.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Okay, so I'm going to see if we have any questions online. I don't see anybody typing anything in there. Okay, we have another caller, and her name, it's a web caller. Her name is Sharon, and I'm unmuting your line. Sharon, go ahead with your question for Alex.
Okay, it's a technical question. When you're
doing
Trilogy or codes, it's like a three-part question. What if you accidentally mix up the order? And
yeah.
Do you need to start over? And then can you do it while walking, or is the movement of the walking take away from it? And what about if jewelry is in the way when you're sliding up and down or tapping.
Jewelry makes no difference, and I've tested that with HRV. I'm not saying jewelry doesn't make a difference in some things, but it should not make a difference in any of these things we're talking about. As far as walking, the best way to do, whether it's a healing code, a trilogy, whatever, is how you're most comfortable, okay? Meaning, for one person, walking, maybe it's you, would be the best way to do it because that's how they're the most comfortable doing it. My wife will tell you that I walk laps around my office all day long. I'm walking laps right now. I'm not sitting down. I'm constantly walking. So for me, I know that would work really well, okay? But for some other people, it would drive them crazy trying to do it walking. So the best way is the way that's most comfortable for you, and that might even change from day to day. You might say, you know what? I just don't feel like doing it walking today. All right, then don't. Sit down, lay down, whatever. I think I missed the third part.
What if you accidentally mix up the order?
Yes, I would say if you realize you have done the order wrong while you're still doing the process, whichever process it is, I would just go back to that point and go from there. The order is important, okay?
Uh-huh.
On the other hand, it doesn't mean that if you get the order wrong, it's not going to work at all. It will work some, usually, okay? So if you're almost done or you are done, don't necessarily think, oh, well, I got the order wrong. I got to do it again right now. Well, don't worry about that. Maybe just do it right the next time. Does that help?
Yes, it helps very much. That was kind of what I did. I would just talk to the Lord and just say, well, wait a minute. You knew the intention there. Let's just back up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And a question you didn't ask, but somebody might be thinking it, what if they get interrupted during a process? The doorbell rings or whatever. If you get interrupted once, just pick it up where you got interrupted. If you get interrupted twice, start over.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, we have another hand up, and I'm not sure if this is the same Susanna or not, but it says anonymous. So I'm going to unmute your line. And your line is open. Hello? Somebody on the web had their hand up for a question? It just says anonymous, so I'm not sure who it is, Alex.
Yeah.
Okay, your line is open. I'm going to lower your hand then, and then you can come back and try that again. I don't know why it's not. And we can't hear her, but let me go back and see if anybody's typed anything in again. I don't see any new questions there. Just a moment. All right. I don't see any other hands up right now, Alex. If you want to talk oh, here we go. Here's another hand. Okay, this caller is from Florida. Your number is 9037, and your line is open.
Hello? Hi, Johanna. Hi, Johanna.
Hi.
It's April. Yeah, I thought I had raised my hand, but I guess I merged a call or something. But my question is, if you have time for it.
Yeah, go ahead, April.
Do you or Dr. Alex, hey, do you, either of y'all know anybody personally who has healed an addiction, even a common one or really tough one like smoking or alcohol?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. I probably worked with 100 personally on addictions. Some things I would do about an addiction is, first of all, I would work separately, meaning do a separate process on the issue underlying the addiction, if that's sadness, if it's anxiety, if it's chronic pain, whatever that is, if it's just lust or desire, whatever that underlying thing is, work on that separately. Then also work on separately the desire for whatever the addiction is, ice cream, drugs, internet pornography, whatever it is, work on that separately. So work on the underlying, work on the desire, and then the third one is the addiction itself. Ice cream, then work on ice cream. If it's drugs, then work on drugs. If it's sexual, then work on the sexual. So work on those three aspects, but work on all of them separately. Now, you can do it one right after another, but a separate process for each of those three.
Okay, can I get just a little bit of clarification between, because I understand the, like, what you mean by the underlying issue, because the underlying issue, like the trigger or whatever, or they feel really stressed out, so they, you know, they smoke a whole pack of cigarettes in like, you know, 3 minutes or something. And, but I need a little clarification about, because you said there's the desire for the, you know, for the addiction. So, like, I've heard them say, you know, the taste for alcohol or whatever. But separate that from me from the third thing that you're saying to address. So
is the addiction itself, which you probably have a love-hate relationship with. But if you're trying to break the addiction, you don't like it. At the core of your being, you don't like it. So that's almost the opposite of the desire for the thing. So that's the difference in those.
Okay, so to do that, you might just pray, or maybe like use the same code, but just pray for that also, or pray for those three different
things. That's
your
right.
Your love-hate relationship.
That's right. So those last two, Let's say that the addiction is opioid painkillers, because that's so in the news right now.
Okay.
That you would do one on the underlying. Okay. Why did I start this? Okay. What issue in my life started this? The second one you would do on the way that opioid makes you feel. I've had clients say this, I liked how it felt not to feel. I had another one who said, I just wanted to be faded, F-A-D-E-D, okay? And then the third one is the addiction itself. I'm addicted to opioids, and I don't want to be.
Right.
So those are the three.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to keep that in my memory. And I'll jot down a few notes too. And I do see some people sometimes, and it's so sad because they're very sweet people, and they just want to.
Yeah, I had a client one time who was a professional wrestler in the WWF, the biggest thing, makes millions of dollars. This guy's about 6'6" and has muscles on his muscles. And, I mean, no joke. And, he came to my office in Nashville, flew to Nashville to meet with me. For some reason, I ended up working with a number of those guys. And I'll never forget him crying in my office like a little baby, saying, Dr. Lloyd, I either have action figures of me at Walmart or I work at Walmart. There's no in between. I didn't even graduate from high school. And Vince McMahon just told me, you've got two strikes for drug abuse. You get a third one and you're out. You're fired.
Oh.
And I worked with him over about a day and a half. And when he left, he was no longer addicted, and he did not even have withdrawal. And I saw him several years later in at Disney World when my family and I were there on vacation, and he was doing a big wrestling event there and invited us to come see it. And, I mean, he about killed me. I mean, as soon as he saw me, he came up and grabbed me and hugged me. I mean, he hugged me so hard, I thought, you're going to break my back or something. And he said, I never did drugs again, and I never had withdrawal, and I've never looked back. And my family, everything has gone great since that. So, and I've heard a number of other stories about that as well. But you got to treat those three areas separately. That's the key. And
okay,
you got to want to stop.
Okay. I'm going to go back and listen to this record. This part gets recorded, too, on the website?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. I'm going to come back because I want to.
Yeah, in fact, if you hear this and you're a practitioner, even if you're not using my stuff, you need to address these three areas separately, and it makes a big difference.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, April.
All right. Thank you, April. So,
Johanna, how about we take one more, if we have one more, and then switch to custom codes, because I'm sure we've got some of those people waiting, too.
Okay. Okay, so if you have not asked a question from Alex yet, if you can raise your hand, star 2 is going to raise your hand. I'll be able to unmute your line.
And by the way, terrific questions, aren't they, Johanna?
Yeah, yeah, they're really good. Okay, so I'm unmuting a call from Sharon in Iowa. Your line is open.
I already did mine. I don't know why.
Okay. Hand came up again. Okay, Sharon, let me get your hand down there. Let's see if I can. Okay, and let's see if anybody's typed a question in. I think that's it, Alex. I don't see any other hands up. Anything else you want to
share? Okay, well, terrific questions. And we're probably going to do this for a while longer. I think some people have been wanting my take on some stuff. They've written me. They've written customer service, things like that. But at some point, we will go back to some teachings, because I understand we have thousands of people who've been listening to that on the podcast. So, but what I am thinking of doing is maybe trying to do both, a much shorter teaching, like 5 or 10 minutes, and then go to questions. So let us know how you feel about that and what would work best for you. And that's it for me. Thank you, Johanna.
Okay, Alex, thank you. All right, so we're going to go ahead and allow those of you who would like to get a custom trilogy or a custom healing code to raise your hand, and that would be star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand, and that's going to put you in line for a custom healing code. So, let's see who raises their hands here for that part. Okay, so Sharon, I don't know if you've raised your hand, but your hand is up again. I'm going to unmute your line.
Yes, my hand is up for a custom trilogy.
Okay, and what would you like to address?
This is concerning an event that happened between two of my children who are now adults. It happened about between 12 and 15 years ago, and it still makes me very sad and overwhelmed.
Okay. About how strong is that feeling when you
think
about
that? That's a 10.
Okay. Was there any early memory that also, you know, or any other memory significant that comes up when you think about this kind of a feeling?
Yeah, I would suppose when I was 9 or 10, my parents announced their divorce to me. That would have been a similar type of a shock and a, mm-hmm. a surprise and a overwhelming feeling, yes.
Okay, and about how strong is that memory?
I want to say that it's down below a 10, but when I talked about it just now, it's still up there. So maybe a 9.
Still up there.
Yeah, still maybe.
Okay. Okay, so we want to heal that one, the earlier one, and any other times that any other memories that happen to pop up too, when we're actually working on this. So let's get a, do you want a trilogy or a healing code?
Trilogy.
Okay. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The sadness and overwhelm issues.
The sadness and overwhelm issue.
Okay, good. Okay, so minute number one is going to be tapping. And we're going to do the tapping from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hands. So just go through all those positions first.
Okay.
Then the custom is going to start at the middle of the chest. Collarbone, you can do both or one side
okay.
of your combo. Sore spots, little finger, thumb, then eyebrows, under eyes, under nose, chin. And then the 9G.
Okay, got it.
Okay, minute number two, which is the healing code. Only two positions, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem. And that's it.
Left hand brainstem.
So you can, so you can, you know, do those for a whole minute, just switching back and forth.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three, governing conception in the energy centers.
Ready.
You're gonna, okay, we're going to start at the base or the root, and we're going to slide the hands all the way up and over to the top of the spine. And we're going to do that three times.
Okay.
Not, you know, not super rapid, but, you know, not real slow, unless you like it slow. Okay, and then you do that three times, and then we're going to go directly to the throat. Pause it there. Slide down to the solar plexus. Pause it there. Slide down to the base. Pause there. Slide up to under the belly button. Pause there. And then you're going to go all the way up to the crown and pause.
Sliding mm-hmm. to crown.
Sliding the hands the whole time. All the way up to the crown. Hold and pause it there and then go all the way over to the top of the spine. And that's it.
Okay. I had a question. When it's below belly button or solar plexus, should you make sure that your hand is not covering the belly button? Make sure it is below or above?
Yeah, it's below or above. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's not much room between my belly button and my chest. So I just wanted to make sure where my hand is supposed to be.
Well, you know the middle of your tummy?
Yep, yep.
That's your solar plexus, kind
below
of the middle
the
there. And then
above the belly button,
yeah.
Below the rib cage. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Johanna. Appreciate this a lot.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay. The other caller, it was from Anonymous. I'm going to unmute your line. Your line is open.
I think it's Susanna again.
Hi, Susanna.
Hi. Okay. So what's popping up for me is also memories about relationships in my life and Unfortunately, my mom's contributing some issues in my early, like a teenage years that were, I would say, only, but they're a big part of the popping up right now, that it was a big part of my issue with relationships. I mean, like loving the relationship in my life. So,
do you feel sadness? Do you feel, what are the, what's the negative emotion or feeling there?
I feel actually angry and frustrated, and some sadness because I'm an older person now and going through a lot. And possibly there's anger, frustration. Yeah, there is sadness here too. And I cannot identify.
Is there any, is there a specific memory that stands out the most in your relationship with your mother where you felt this way? Is there anyone that prominently shows you? You don't have to share me the details, just yes or no.
Yes, there is.
Okay, and how strong is it in that memory?
I would say right now it started to pop. That's why I started to refer to heal from LT3. I think it's about 9 close to 10, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty big. Yeah. Okay, so Susanna, would you like me to test for your LT3 code, or would you like to receive a custom code to put into Trilogy? What would you like here?
I think Trilogy would do great.
Okay. All right. We're going to do this primarily on the anger, frustration, and sadness. The memory that you have is in relationship with your mother. There may be other times in your life when you also felt anger, frustration, and sadness, but since this relationship is coming up, you could also use your LT3 relationship with others.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put that into Trilogy.
Okay.
But we're going to get a custom Trilogy for you right now.
Okay.
Okay, say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The anger, frustration, and sadness issues.
The anger, frustration, and sadness issues.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so minute number one. We're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand. And then we're going to go to the collarbones. And then back to the side of the hand. Then the sore spots. The little finger. The eyebrows. The side of the eyes. Under the eyes, under the nose, chin, under the nipples, and then the 9G. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, minute number two. Custom healing code. Both hands below the belly button. Both hands temples. Left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem. Both hands Adam's apple. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, minute number three. We're going to start at the base and slide the hands all the way up and over. And let's do that three times.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to the heart. You're going to pause there, just hold it there for a few seconds. Slide down to the solar plexus. Hold it there. Slide up to the forehead. Hold it there. Slide down to below the belly button. Hold it there. And then slide all the way up and over without stopping. And that's your minute number three.
Okay, thank you. And for how long this code?
This is going to be most effective for a couple of weeks. I'd say a couple of weeks. And, of course, you can always use your LT3 in the place of the minute number two if you like, or go to the website, you know, LT3 graduates, and you'll see Alex teaching you how to do the LT4 with it.
LT4. I'm not familiar with LT4 much. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. We may have time for one more. And if you want a custom code or a custom trilogy, raise your hand. Star 2 is going to raise your hand. And I don't see any other new hands up. So that's probably going to end it for today. I want to thank you all for participating. This has been great. We'd love to have your feedback. You could email us at feedback@thehealingcode.com. And we'll meet you all again next week. God bless.